And do you know some other terms?
Well, I was trying to place a word known as staves, S-T-A-V-E-S. This may be a term that she used. I think I've heard it used before.
Yes, sir. And what do you call the outside, the steel outside of a wagon wheel?
The rim.
And what about the wood on which a tire on a wagon might be fixed? You got a tire on it.
You mean the little fan-shaped wood pieces that go around to make up the wheel?
Well, what are they called?
I guess that's the spokes.
And then what are they attached to?
Hub.
Well, that being the...
That'd be the inner core of it.
And then outside, on the outside, what are they attached to?
I guess that's the wheel or the rim, as we were speaking of earlier.
Well, have you ever heard of a belly?
No.
So you never heard that word. Well, when a horse is hitched to a wagon, what do you call the bar of wood that the traces are fastened to?
I guess that's a sandal tree.
All right. And on the wagon, if you have two horses and each one has a single tree, what do you call the thing that both of these are hitched to keep the horses together?
The axle or?
Well, it's something like a single tree, maybe.
A double tree?
And what's that?
I guess that's one piece that these two smaller pieces, these single trees, that could be hooked to.
Have you ever heard the single tree and double tree call anything else?
I don't believe so.
Well, if a man had a wagon and he went to and picked up some wood and took it and unloaded his wood pile and went back and picked up some more and came back and unloaded it, you'd say he was doing what?
Loading and unloading wood.
But all that together is he's
hauling wood.
Alright. And if there was a log across the road and you had to get that out of the way, you'd say, I tied a rope around it and
pulled it out.
What's another way of saying that?
Dragged.
Okay. And you say, today I have to go what that log out of the road?
Drag.
And you say, yesterday I
drug.
Right. And I have already
drug.
Alright. Now, in the springtime, what's the first thing you do to the field when you're getting ready to plant?
Well, the very first thing would be to disc.
What do you do that with?
A disc hammer.
Well, now, what do you do later on after you disc it?
Well, a lot of people say they plow, but really that's an erroneous term.
Oh, really?
And that you don't plow a crop until it comes up.
That's the first time you can plow?
Right.
Well, now tell me about that.
Well, in this section of the country, really about the only thing that is done to land nowadays is it was disc harrowed. And this is a big sectional type disc with disc pans on it that are round. And some of them may be scalloped or serrated on the edges in order to cut the earth better or to cut the rubble or weeds or whatever the growth that you have on the land at the present time.